1310 The Ticket.
Join the Hardline today from Modia as they kick off an event that is very close to perfect, they say, the Modia Landmark Leap Year Sale. A sale so big it can happen just once every 4 years. The Hardline out there today, Knox and Central Expressway at Modia. It is 6:32 with the Musers here on a Wednesday morning. We've got Gas Cap Louie, the official race car driver of this show, coming up at 6:40. And at 6:55, how badly do the Rangers need an ace, or can they win a World Series without one? First, it's the Observation Deck with Gordon, brought to us by Man's Best Friend and A-Number One Air.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Okay, we've been reading about this a lot in the news. You guys have probably seen stories of people taking this drug, and you're probably like me, going, why the hell are they taking that? I'm talking about bath salts. You've heard the term bath salts?
No.
You guys haven't read about this?
Oh, yeah.
Outside of soaking in them.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I always thought, okay, are they actually taking the stuff that's next to the bathtub and injecting that or snorting it? But it's a different drug. It's known as, this is its actual name. Let me get it for you. Methadrone. So people take this methadrone, and I think it was discovered in 1929, but it wasn't really rediscovered until 2007, and it was available on the internet. And then in 2008, law enforcement agencies started becoming aware of it, and I think that it wasn't made illegal here in the U.S. until 2011. You know, because a drug is legal until you have to make it illegal. As a matter of fact, when you guys were in high school, I believe, ecstasy was legal.
Really?
It was?
Yeah. It was a legal drug. So these bath salts, people snort them. They come in the form of capsules. You can take it that way, orally, or you can snort it. It says that people also smoke it or use it rectally.
Ouch.
It produces euphoria. An enhanced appreciation. The word I was trying to say is function. And
can you back up for a second?
Yeah, sure.
How do they smoke it rectally?
They don't smoke it rectally. It's two different things. I know you've done things back there that have made your rectal area smoke, but anyway, so listen to this story. This will show you the effects of bath salts, because people are freaking out on it. They get on this stuff, they take it, and then they go crazy. A Florida man, this is a recent story, a Florida man showing signs of being under the influence of bath salts bit the hood of a police cruiser, scraping off the paint with his teeth.
Gosh, man.
And causing nearly $600 in damages while officers attempted to restrain him. 47-year-old Eric Scott, according to reports, was knocking on neighbors' doors, asking them to call 911, saying he needed medical assistance. And when the officers got there, he started to walk away from them while cursing to himself before throwing his flashlight at a nearby mailbox and screaming over and over at the officers to shoot him.
Wow.
He already had several self-inflicted injuries to his hands and blood coming from his nose.
Jeez.
As officers waited for the emergency responders to arrive, Scott, then detained in handcuffs, began to scrape his teeth across the hood of their patrol car, digging through the paint down to the metal. Oh, gosh, that gives me the chills.
I know.
He was then taken to a local hospital where he continued to ask police and hospital workers to kill him. And it was because he was on these bath salts. Any interest?
No.
Mild.
Kind of want to see what's up with it.
No, you don't.
Well, this is a bad story about it, but there has to be lots of good stories that aren't reported. Why can't the news report good stories about bath salts?
Effing shoot me, kill me.
Norm.
Does soaking in bath salts really work?
Well, that's a different bath salts, but why would that work?
I don't understand.
Why does soaking in Epsom salt, that's right, all of a sudden very miraculous?
How does that penetrate your muscles and all of that? I think that's snake oil.
What about
unless,
soaking
that unless soaking we have a bath salts advertiser here on the ticket, then I
Indeed.
Think it's awesome.
Indeed, it's awesome. Yeah, I don't know either. You know, but while I was in one of those cities, I think it was while we were in Chicago, you know, I told you about my gay bath.
Mm-hmm. Where you lit candles.
Yeah, they had some candles by the
candles
by the bath. Oh, that's a nice little ambiance. As I have sexy time with myself.
Gross.
But they also had some bath salt there. And so, all right, I'll throw a scoop of that in there, see what happens. And it was oddly relaxing. I got out of
really?
That tub, and it felt more relaxing than a normal bath.
I think there may be something to it.
How could the magical non-druggy bath salts do something like that?
If your pores take in a certain mineral, it make you feel better, perhaps.
Or is it just psychosomatic? Is it a placebo effect?
Could be.
Because you're taking such care and attention with the process of something, you've ritualized it. Therefore, anything we basically ritualize, we get some sort of psychological benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate. It is absorbed through the skin.
I thought you do tickers.
And can help with herpes outbreak.
Maybe that's why I was feeling so much better. Ty, I know you go on those online dating sites all the time.
Not anymore.
Do you have to reveal that you're herpes positive? Or do you kind of save that for the
second
date?
No, they don't make you check that. You tell that later. After the third date.
You leave that for a grand reveal on the third date?
As I'm putting my clothes back on?
Wow.
Hey, sweetheart, I just wanted to let you know. All those open sores you saw, they're viral.
Yeah. Are you in love these days, Ty?
I am with woman.
Wow.
Have you given her the gift of herpes?
Not yet.
I want you to have my herpes. That way you'll be a part of me forever.
You'll never forget me.
How long you been dating this woman?
A couple months.
Oh, okay,
all right,
Ty.
Now, Ty, what drugs have you done? You're a guy who's noted for his honesty. You've done the pot.
Ty? I've smoked marijuana before, but it's been a long time ago.
Okay. Have you tried the cocaine?
No. Marijuana is the only thing I've ever done.
No ecstasy? No.
Hells yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yes, hells yeah. No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. That's reasonable. What about you, Jer?
I smoked marijuana before, but nothing else.
When was the last time you did that?
Oh, that's been 10 years.
Oh, while you were still employed at the ticket. Interesting. Very interesting that you said that on the air.
It was during a brief hiatus.
Oh, that's
I wasn't employed here.
Trying to track that down. Yeah. I don't remember that in your paperwork. The hiatus. Yeah, so anyway, so these bath salts is, I guess, what people are doing now. That and that salvia. Salvia? Saliva? What's it called? Salvia. That's the one that Miley Cyrus was smoking when she said that. When she was
the craziest
doing thing. All that stuff. And there's this funny video. I'm going to post it on Gordon Keith this morning if I can find an embeddable copy of it. It's called, like, the best salvia freak out of all time. And it's this couple, and they're sitting on this couch, and they're about to smoke the salvia, which is some herbal, I'm not exactly sure what it is. It's some herb that makes you go crazy. And so they go, all right, you ready? You ready, honey? Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay. And then they inhale this, right? Do it in a bong-like fashion, I think. And they start just dying laughing. And then all of a sudden, the guy kind of looks around. He opens his eyes, looks around, and I don't know where he sees spiders or anything. And he starts freaking out and gets up on the back of the couch. And he starts crawling up the wall. And finally, he's crawling along the wall at the part where it's a window. And he goes to the top pane of the window and outside the house.
Jeez.
It's the craziest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, post that. I want to see it.
And you're looking at this going, why do we do this as humans? Why?
The world around us is not enough.
No, the world is not kick-ass enough. We always have to kick it up a notch with drinking and drugging.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the ODEC 641 here on Sports